Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up?
Back.
Yes.
Well, a lot has been going on. We have our Valley notes to talk about. Now I have like a bunch of other stuff too.
Yeah.
Keep coming. So, how was your Palm Springs and the birthday?
It was awesome. I texted Sarah yesterday. I was like trying to get everything finished to podcast like after Ronnie went to bed on yesterday, but I couldn't even make it. I have to lay down. I was so tired. After we got back from Palm Springs, I had baton. I taught baton. Then my parents took Ronnie to Knott's. I rushed to Knott's, stayed there for like a couple hours, came home, and we were supposed go to dinner, but I was too tired. Like, we couldn't do it.
That's crazy. You're not taking Ronnie to Coachella? You didn't say?
Chad totally tried to talk her into it. He's like, hey, Ronnie, it could be like our thing. Like, every year we go to Coachella. And she's like, what's the music? And she was like, I don't like any of that. Like, I think the only thing she liked was like Lana Del Rey or something.
She doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. She would not be able to hang.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so different now.
From when Chad and I went, like, we went for years, and it was real gritty, and now it's like a whole nother thing. So
it's work.
Yeah, I thought I'd see like some influencers in the wild, but I really didn't.
Sheena is going there to work, y'all. Don't get it twisted.
Oh yeah,
her and Jax are beefing. Jax said she is partying all the time and letting her mom raise Summer while she goes off and parties. And she's like, I'm going to Coachella because it's work. She does have a couple paid sponsorships there that she needs to make an appearance at. So,
I mean, but that's what her job is, to make appearances and to party. So that's kind of like a dumb criticism, because it's like that, like, it's not like she's going to be an accountant and leaving Summer. Like, that, her job is to show up.
Yeah.
So, don't know about that. Yeah.
So she said, when he said it was the same night he was popping off about how Vanderpump scripted, which I will get into that too. He had to read a statement. And so she goes, well, I happen to know that night he ate a lot of pasta. And, like, you know, in that tone of implication, he ate a lot of pasta. And she said, and if he wants to keep telling lies about me, I have no problem telling more truths about him.
Ooh,
little veiled threat there. Like, oh, keep it coming. So that's interesting. But Jax did say on his podcast with Brittany that he's beefing right now with Sheena and Lala. So, interesting. Okay. I wonder what the Lala stuff is. Oh my gosh. So it was clearly he pissed off Alex Baskin, because he had to apologize, but you could tell within 3 seconds he's reading a script that Lori Kay probably wrote for him. And he's like, I deeply regret the comments I made about, you know, it's not true. And
are you kidding me?
Oh, no, it was a fully prepared statement. He goes, what you guys don't know is that, you know, something deeply upset me about 10 minutes before all of this happened, and that just set me off. I can't say what. He goes, but a couple of VPR people really pissed him off. But then later he says how he's beefing with Sheena and Lala. So it's like, okay, so you're saying something upset you 10 minutes before, so then you popped off. But Sheena's saying you popped off because you were eating pasta. But yeah, you should go read it. It's at the end of their podcast, probably the last 5 minutes or so.
Uh-huh.
It's a fully read statement. Totally taking back everything he said. It's not a scripted show. It never has been. It's the greatest show ever. And, you know, but very PC-ly worded.
We should pull together all of the times he said that. Because it's been, I mean, I can't even, it's dozens of times he's popped off saying that.
I'm still waiting for your reel or montage of him, because Brittany kind of touched on this too. They were talking about, oh, Jax is talking about the only movie he was in for Stupid Randall, and they don't want any of us to watch it because they don't want Randall to make a dollar. But he said how he was struggling. He only had to say like one word, but he was struggling. He was in a truck with Robert De Niro, and he was struggling, and Brittany's like, well, Jax, honey, you have a hard time memorizing your lines anyways. And it's like, so you admit there are lines
yeah.
that he has worded that we have seen on camera. He's worded what he's going to say on Vanderpump.
Oh, my gosh.
I need that video montage.
You know, if I could clearly get the footage off without it looking so crappy on my TV or computer, like, I would, like, be more... what's it called? Inspired to record it. But it's like, I can never get on my TV. My TV is too big, so I have to turn my camera the other way. And then if I put it the up horizontal or the vertically, then it's like, I can only get half the face. It's like, it's frustrating. Oh. Do you know what I mean? I'll have to work on my computer and see if that's better.
But
in a dark room or something.
Or tell me exactly the episode and minute
and timestamp it. Yeah.
I'll do it on my TV.
Okay.
Also the work in finding all the different times when he did that, because it's not like you can search like what was the episode with the pasta. It's like you can't search which episodes did Jax mouth his lines.
Well, it's pretty much every one, so I could just go back and just start doing seriously, anytime he's having like, you know, like a kind of like an iconic conversation, you know, one that they had to do a couple times.
You guys, I had to do this yesterday. I texted Holly, I'm like, what was the season when Katie was knitting?
And wait, why were you asking that?
Are you not following our Instagram?
No, I am.
Oh, I made a reel of it.
Oh.
Did you take the polls?
I guess not. Yes, I did.
I did see H to the Wood on there, but I didn't check to see what you voted, but last week you were so upset. I got a phone call asking me how I come up with the songs, and they were very impressed, and I'm like, it just comes to me. But back to, oh, the knitting. And I was like, she goes, Holly said, I'm pretty sure it was like 2020. And I'm like, well, that would be when they're in their new house, and I'm sure it was in their apartment because I remember a lot of clutter, right?
Yeah.
But, and so I'm going through every episode of season 7 and season 6 then, and I'm like, I don't think it's 6, I think it's 7. And then the way I remember Katie matched up to season 7. And it wasn't that I literally went through every episode, but like on Peacock, you can do it pretty quickly. So I was just scanning, and I'd stop anytime I'd see them at their place. But I was wrong. It is season 8. It was February 2020. Holly was right when Katie was knitting. And it was like literally a 2-second shot. I remember it being more of a scene. So I can't believe I found it. But it was because Joe on Raquel's podcast said that these ladies, these mean girls, maybe they need to get a hobby. Maybe she could teach, Joe would teach them how to crochet, because Joe's a big crocheter. And I was like, well, Katie already knits. So I was like, she already does that. So I said maybe they could swap skills, you know.
Yeah, have a little get-together.
Yeah. So it wasn't that important. It was just bothering me, and I felt like I needed to do that. And then that's funny, too. Sandoval, because another thing I thought of, but I'm like not going to go to the work to do it. He admits on his podcast, he's like, yeah, I did go chase after the ranch to kind of be like a hero, because I have to take every chance I can get to, you know, make up for things or look like I'm helpful. So he admits, like, he didn't do it. Like, he did it for the same reasons we said he did it, to look like a hero.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make, like, a ranch man, like, ranch man superhero or something. But, yeah, I don't care that much. Oh, okay. Lala unfollowed Ariana and she on Katie.
I'm so bored with her, dude. Like I see her popping off. I see people talking about it, and I don't even care to look. Like
It was so long. Her explanation. She's like, why did I unfollow him? And she tells this whole long stupid story.
Yeah, you know what? And I guess I'm guilty because I did listen to it, but I was like disgusted the whole time with myself.
It was so dumb. It was like, oh.
And why'd you keep looking to the side?
Because, oh, didn't you see, I don't know. Well, she kept looking to Jess.
Yeah.
And talking to Jess. Like, that's why she was looking to the side. To be like, right, Jess? Like, she needs her cheerleader. She needs her hype man. If you guys didn't see it, she basically said she was in some project or some role. I don't know if it was a movie or something. She goes, and I just got really close to the people in there, and I'm really OCD about my follower account, like Sheena. And, you know, I have 2.4 million, but I follow 227K, and I just needed that adjusted. And so I needed to make some cuts, and these two, they were on the chopping block. So I could add the new people. And I was like, you're so juvenile. It's like, this is junior high shit. Hey there.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, sorry, I'm looking at her, like, who the special people are that she follows. And I'm like, Chris Medina really made the cut? It's interesting.
She loves him, dude.
wow.
She credits him with everything. Yeah, it's just so... seventh grade, I don't know, stupid. But I kind of want to know why. So I was looking back, because you know how we saw pictures of Katie at Lala's gender reveal, and I'm like, I know they announced it the other day, but like Tuesday or whatever, but they filmed it, you know, earlier.
Yeah.
And it was when, so thanks Jackson Brittany, Brittany said she was not there because that was when they were in Kentucky for Comic-Con. So I looked that up, and that was March 7th. So this was about a month ago they filmed this. So that makes sense that the falling out has happened since the gender reveal. And it kind of lines up with, I think they filmed their latest confessionals around that time. And Sheena did say, she's like, oh, that's really interesting. And Katie said that on the after show because I remember specifically when we filmed that and I saw her that day and she acted totally nice and normal to me. She probably saw her at the gender reveal party.
Uh-huh.
And because that lines up with when they filmed the after show, the latest segment anyways. So, yeah. Huh. I don't know what the beef is, but or if they're hyping it up for a season 12. But,
yeah,
you know, could be interesting. Ariana's got a new launch, a new collab.
Yes.
DSW shoes.
Cool.
I did see some cute ones. I want the little baby blue sneakers. Faith has the new podcast called The Frequency. I could only find it on YouTube. I listened. She said it's on Spotify and everywhere you find your podcast. Personally, I couldn't find it. And if you go on iTunes, there's like a bunch of different podcasts called The Frequency. So you guys go to YouTube and you'll find it there.
How was it?
She can't talk about the stuff because of the ongoing lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
So I would say if you want to see where she's at and what's going on and go listen, if you're looking for her to tell all the stories, she's not going to because she's got to let her lawyer do the talking right now.
Right, right.
It was the same lawyer as, you know, the Bethany Reckoning and Raquel, Mark Garagos, the Scott Peterson lawyer. So there's that. So check it out. I just heard the one, so I'll listen to the next one and let you guys know how it goes. Brittany said, I know we talked a little bit about what she said on that podcast when she's like, you know, she pays all the bills and insurance, Jax pays the mortgage. She also said she was down to hang out with someone, like, as in date.
Oh.
It's like, I'm down. I'd be fine with it. And she goes, I don't think Jax has said he's not interested in that right now, but he's free to do so, as am I. I'm like, oh. Okay. You're taking the separation, like.
We're really doing it.
Yeah. It's more than just taking some space apart. So I don't know what's going to happen there.
I know. I can't believe the emotion this is bringing up for me, but I'm low-key sad about it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's because we were there from the beginning and, you know, we went to Kentucky. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, gosh, it wasn't like that long ago. Like it seems like it's been like a decade, which I guess we're like heading over to a decade, but like it's not that long ago we were there.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, Brittany, it's just not, take yeah. space right now. Don't date and let give him a chance to complete his list. And then if we see Jax at Jax's, I want to have a good sit down with him and be like, Jax, you just got to try. Just check a couple of these off the list. Let's make some progress together.
Did you see that video that Jasmine captured of Jax and Brittany fighting at the bar?
No.
It's like, which I thought was like kind of shady. I was like, if like you and your man were like fighting, I wouldn't like secretly put a video up. Like, anyways, like, and you can't exactly tell that they're fighting. It's like their normal tension that they have. That's not what I was like laughing at the most. The craziest thing that I was laughing at and just kind of going like, ugh, like, I don't want to show Sarah this. They take Cruz and he's over, they're like in the picnic table area and he goes like behind that bar over there and he changes his diaper on the bar.
Oh.
Like right there, like, you know, like the wipes and everything are out. And
Jax does?
Yeah. Yes. They're fighting. He's doing it. Brittany's like assisting him and they're fighting while it's happening. And then, you know, they pick him up and he's all clean and good to go. But it was just kind of funny that it's like on the, you know, the bar top. And then the other thing was someone's like, God, like the bathroom's right there. Take him to the bathroom. And it's like, well, technically I don't blame him for putting the baby there because there's no way you could change a baby's diaper in those little bathrooms.
Well, he's three. Doesn't he have pull-ups now?
I mean, dude, come on. I don't want to say he's delayed a little bit, but I think that he's delayed a little bit.
No, they've talked about that. Actually, Jax tweeted something. He said, my son was crawling and talking and doing all these things, and then we got him vaccinated, and 2 weeks later, everything regressed. I'm like, ooh, you're going to go down that path.
I mean, I think, like the potty training thing, like, and especially boys, it's sometimes they're on a different timeline. There's a lot of things.
No shade in that he's still in diapers.
Yeah.
I just meant he should be in pull-ups where it's like, you don't really have to change him. It's like, pull it up and pull it down, right?
Well, maybe he pooped or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? But, yeah, I was just like, yeah.
Especially now that you say that he pooped on the bar.
Right? Well, I just, because like they pick him up and they're like, okay, who wants a drink? Like, wait, what? Let's sanitize that a little.
Brittany did say, she's like, I know y'all are like, how can we still do the pod together? You sound fine. And she's like, well, that's my job. I have to do my job. She goes, but trust me, like when we're riding in a car, I've got my earbuds in. And we do not speak.
Huh.
They just sit there silently. So, yeah. I mean, I hope they work it out. Tom said he didn't fire Anne. He just said, let's give it a few days because he felt humiliated. I can kind of get this. He goes, not only did she, like, do it in my house on my time, she was on the payroll clock then and talking to Ariana, but she did it on camera, publicly humiliating him. I can kind of get that. And then Kyle said he talked to Anne, and she admitted that she wasn't officially fired. She's kind of said this. It was just kind of a gray area.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. There's that. our favorite guy, Jason, asked Tom, because they were talking about the water tasting party. And he's like, Tom, do you have a favorite kind of water? And Tom's like, yeah, dude, I really like artisanal water. And he's like, oh, he's like, well, like, what brands are that? He's like, I think maybe Fiji is. I'm not sure, dude. I'm not sure. He's like, well, can you, like, you know, how do I know it's artisanal? Don't you have a favorite brand? He's like, you know, it's just like, you're just, you heard that word and you wanted to use it because, like,
that's
you
so would know funny.
If you like a specific type of water, you would probably, you associate it with a brand, right?
Yeah, yeah. He got caught.
Such a poser. And then he makes one of his Tom Sandoval jokes that, like, never land. I think it looks like he does it again. So Kristen and Ariana are right. He does tell the same jokes like 200 times. So he says it on this podcast, but I saw the previews for next week's Vanderpump. And he says it there too. So he used the same joke last summer as he used on the podcast. He was talking about Maya, the dog. And he's like, I don't know, maybe we'll just have to cut her in half. Like, it's not even funny, let alone to say it twice.
That is funny.
So dumb. Kristen revealed that Lena, the owner of Hair Boss,
yes,
is like one of her best friends, also does her hair, and it was Lena was Kristen's first roommate in LA.
Oh.
Yeah, little bit of trivia.
Wow.
Did not know that. Okay, you want to talk about the Joe on the Raquel podcast before we get into the valley?
You know it.
You guys also go on our Instagram and take the polls. You have until like 2 or 3 p.m. today, Friday, because they're up 24 hours. And if you miss it, make sure you catch
it. Do you want to go through the poll questions really quick, or you think it'll take too long?
Oh, no, it won't take long. There's not, it's not as many as there was, I think, last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the first question... Sorry, I'm falling out of my chair. Okay, the first question is, Schwartz as a blonde, hot or not? What do you think I voted?
Not. You voted hot?
I voted hot.
Okay.
Because a couple of times, not like, like it took a while, but I feel like there were some glimpses where it was like a little bit hot.
I think he was so washed out, he needed like more color in his face to...
But a couple, I think, you know, like when you dye your hair blonde and then like you kind of get like you like fall into your rhythm and you figure out the colors that look a little better. For a second, I saw hot. So anyway, so I just like impulsively hit hot, and boy, was I humiliated, because 6% of us said he was hot and 94% said not. So there you go. Would who would you like to see Schwartz with? Katie, Tori, Joe, or Sophia, his girlfriend now?
Joe.
I voted Joe. And Joe won at 47%. His now girlfriend came in at 32%, Katie at 19%, and Tori at 3%.
I just think Schwartz, if you look at your life and how you want the rest of your life to be, she lines up so well with that. Like, if you just want to have fun, enjoy your life, chill, be compatible with someone and, you know, have fun, that, but he's caught up right now. He's tunnel vision on, oh, I'm this Hollywood guy and I'm a hot young girlfriend. Ooh, look, you know what, well, I mean? Like,
yeah,
I think he'll kick himself later.
And not to, like, we'll get into this in a second. We'll talk about the Joe and Raquel podcast, but she very much mentions that. And I don't know why I never thought that he maybe had some Hollywood dream glimmers in his eyes. They're definitely there, and he's not ready to give up on that dream yet. And I think to be with Joe would be to give up on that dream.
Yeah, but ultimately when he's sitting in his house when he's 60, he's going to be like...
He's going to want that back. Mm-hmm. He's going to want that authentic, fun, like, chemistry that they have.
Sophia's not going to stick with him either. His fame's going to fade, or he's just so much older that...
Please tell me the way that you spelled her name was like a typo. That's not really how she spells her name, is it? She doesn't like do like a capital A at the end of her name, does she?
Oh, was there. I was, no.
I was just, when I saw that, I was like, oh my God. Like,
Sophia.
Yeah, you know, like, it's like some people try that. Like, they try to do that. Okay.
Oh, that was the type of, I thought you meant with an F. It is with an F, though.
Yes, yes. Okay, do you think, Ariana, we will be able to purchase pens, batteries, and toilet paper, or will she need Anne to do this for her? She will need Anne, or she can do anything herself. And I clicked, she can do anything herself. And 78% agreed.
Okay.
Next we have, who makes a better couple, Schwartz and Tori, or Katie and Tori? And I clicked Katie and Tori.
I did too, but I really should have added a neither option.
Yeah,
that's how
true.
I really feel.
Yeah. Katie and Tori came in at 84%. Do you still use the term fly or super fly? Now, I found myself embarrassed because I thought, like, I don't not use it. Like, I'm not like, ew, gross, but sometimes I forget to use it, I guess. So I said yes, and unfortunately that was a big wah, 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 because only 11% use it, and 89% said no, they don't. Next up we have... what would you order at the Tale o' the Pup? Hot dog with the basics, hot dog with the works, a cheese corn dog, or a regular corn dog? Now, I came in with the hot dog with the basics. Just because I love a classic mustard dog. So yeah. That's what I chose.
It just made me hungry for all of it, and now I really want to go. Then they had something called a skinless pup with bacon flavored dog cheese. Oh, is that for the dog? What's a skinless pup? Like a skinless hot dog. How's it held together then?
I don't know. Now I'm curious about that.
They have chocolate and vanilla soft serve.
I'm dying. Okay, we need to go there.
They have like pumpkin spice shake. They have a secret menu with like coconut shrimp and weird shit like that.
Dang.
Chicken poppers. You know what's funny though? As I was looking at their menu, you know what's not on the menu?
What?
The cheese pup that Lala ordered.
That's
so
weird.
So maybe it's just when you go there, but like I looked at it online.
Huh.
Like it's not there. Because that's what I want. Oh well.
Okay, the next question is, do you think Joe knew about Sandoval and Rachel, or was blind to it because she was laser focused on Schwartz? Yes, she knew, or no, she didn't know. I selected yes, she knew, along with 86% of others.
Me too, although she claims it's the other one. But, you know.
Yeah, crazy. Okay. Joe calls Schwartz T-Money. What nickname best suits him? T-Money, Schwartzy, Tommy, or T-Dog? And I chose Schwartzy.
Yeah.
So did 86% of you. Next, would you rather eat a jean jacket or a leather jacket?
Okay, for anyone that doesn't know what that means, you're not paying close enough attention to Vanderpump Rules. Katie has said this season so far she would rather eat a jean jacket than, like, I don't know, hang out with Raquel.
Did you tag her in this?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
In that one. That one, and then James.
I saw that one. Did you? What did you select on this?
Well, I think, you know, you can look at, are you vegan or are you a protein eater? Because the leather's a protein, and the jean comes from cotton, which is like a vegan, right?
I guess I'm vegan then. I chose the jean.
So did Julia. She said she thought she could, like, it would mush up eventually, whereas leather would just keep chewing and chewing.
Yeah, I got like a chewy vibe from the leather one and I couldn't do it.
Okay. I'm like a beef jerky or something.
Yeah.
Oh, what she thought of was the leather reminded her of like the movie Alive when they had to eat the people.
Ew.
Or Silence of the Lambs or something. So yeah, that kind of turned me off on the leather after that. So, okay, what's the next one?
The next one is, do you enjoy playing paintball? Yes, it's fun, or no, it hurts. And although I've never played, I put no, it hurts, because I would be terrified.
I have heard enough stories of how bad it hurts, so I voted the same way. And then I got a DM from a woman who said her husband lost his eye in paintball. So that guy was not lying.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that horrible?
Yes.
It's not worth it, people.
Not worth it. Okay, next one. Do you think the Schwartz and Katie Tory love triangle is real or for the cameras? And the answers you can select are yes, real, or no, just for filming. And I selected no, just for filming, along with 89% of you.
Yep.
Do you think Schwartz led Joe on, gave her mixed signals? Yes, he breadcrumbed her, or no, he did not lead her on. And a landslide of 96% of you said he breadcrumbed her.
Thank you, everyone, for landing on the right side of history.
Yes.
So many people defend him that I was a little worried it might be like 50-50. Like, oh, no, he's just, he told her he didn't want to date anyone. Like,
he tried.
Like what Joe said. I mean, I almost started crying for her. She's like, it's just like, he said, you know, I love you and blah, blah, blah. I just don't want to date anyone. I don't want to be in a relationship. And she goes, but now he has a girlfriend. She's like, so was that a lie or I'm just not the one? So it's like he's not really honest with her because he does want a date and he did want a girlfriend because that's what he has. So it's like there's a scene in When Harry Met Sally where she was dating this guy and they broke up after 5 years. She's like, he doesn't want to get married. And then like the next girl he dates, he marries her and has kids. And she's like, he didn't want to marry me. You know, it's like that moment.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
Okay. Do you think Lala is, quote, soft this season? Yes or no? I voted no.
No.
And 71% voted no, and 29% said yes.
Thank you, 71% of you.
Yes. Next one. Katie said Lala is not being loyal or consistent to her after meeting with Joe. Do you agree? Yes, Lala was out of line, or no, Lala did nothing wrong. And I quickly selected yes, Lala was out of line. That's how I feel.
So did I.
61% of you agree. 39% say no. So we still won. Do you think Schwartz was keeping Joe a secret? Yes or no? I voted yes.
Yes.
96% said yes. 4% said no. It must have been Schwartz that answered that. And Victoria, or what's her name? Sophia.
Sophia.
yeah. Lala said Katie has been unhappy and miserable for years. Do you agree? Yes, she is unhappy, or no, that's just her personality. And for this one, I selected no, that's just her personality.
It really is.
Yeah. 56% say no, it's just her personality, coming in closely with yes, she is unhappy at 44%. So tighter.
Yeah.
Are you team Michelle or team Kristen? I voted Kristen, who came in at 58%, and Michelle came in at 42%.
Yeah. Dodie.
Yeah. Jack said Janet is like him, a silent killer. What do you think?
I was very surprised at these poll results because obviously we have heard a lot of stories throughout the years, but your average viewer is not hearing these stories, and they are already on to her.
Yeah. So
I'm not saying it's true, Janet, by the way. I'm not saying it's true. Jack said it. I'm just polling the people. So I was surprised at the results.
So the results are, or the answers are, Janet is Jack's incognito. Janet just wants peace, or a little bit of both. And I voted a little bit of both. That came in at 56%. Janet just wants peace, 9%, and Janet is Jack's incognito at 34%.
That's a pretty big percentage. when they had a, you know, an alternate choice that incorporated that's what I'm surprised to be, you know. you know, I think the winning thing she should be proud of, because it shows, like, you know, she's a little crafty and smart and strategic, but also, like, likable. Well,
And if she just wanted peace, like, why is she on a reality show? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, we'll get into this. I'll get into it in the valley. Okay. Zach said Janet is controlling the narrative. Do you agree? Yes or no? I voted yes. 82% voted yes, and 18% voted no.
Yeah, again, I was surprised that the audience is like, yeah.
I wouldn't, see. Like for now, like, especially, like, in regards to this question, I feel like she, like, to be nicer about it, is, like, she's very aware of the narrative, and she's not going to find herself on the wrong side. She's too smart for that. So I think she very much knows it, and because that's half of the battle of when you're playing, you know, like, on a show like this, that's, like, you need to know what the story is, what everyone's thinking, and then carefully wind your way through this, and she's done that so far.
Yeah, I feel like, and you need people like this on a show for balance, but I feel like someone else that was aware of the potential narrative was Nia, when she quickly was like, come on, Danny, we have to go. We have to relieve the babysitter now. I think she saw where the conversation was going around racism, and she does not want to be tied to that conversation.
Yeah.
So she's like, we got to go.
Yeah. Okay, the romantic apartment setup Danny and Brittany did for Luke, would you have walked in and thought Luke was going to propose? Yes or no?
100%.
94% said yes, and only 6% said no.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Poor Kristen. She probably thought it was going to happen, and then it didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think Luke thought that through. It's very sweet of him, but I don't think he realized what it looks like.
Well, and to be fair, he probably didn't know exactly how they were going to set it up. And, like, the red roses and the candles, like, it was very...
True.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, if he just had the red roses sitting there in a vase and a massage table, no, I wouldn't think that at all. I'd think, ooh, he's going to sex me up.
Yeah, yes, like, yes.
Giving me flowers because he respects me, and then he's going to sex me up on this massage table. But the petals and the candles, yeah.
Yeah, and just opening the door and, like, walking into that, like, yeah, it's, you'd be like, oh, what's happening, you know?
I'd be terrified walking in with Jill, like, rah, 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 like, ooh, you're brave.
Yeah, Jill was something else. Okay, do you think Luke stayed home from the gala because of his sick dog or because he was sick of LA people? I said sick of LA people along with 93% of you. The other 7% thought that he was tending to Jill.
I think I tagged him and Kristen in that one. I didn't tag him in the proposal one because I didn't want to make them sad, but yeah. I thought this one was, he would laugh at this one. I don't know if he saw it, though.
Okay, so the most exciting one of the poll is coming next. And the question is coconut Red Bull good? Yes or no? And the most exciting thing happened is that James Kennedy came in for a vote. And what do you guys think that he voted? Did he say yes or no? Drum roll, please. Yes. Drum roll. Yes! Okay, like this... It makes me want to, like, give myself a shot of a little extra insulin right now, run to the liquor store, and try it. Like, now I'm dying to try it. It's like when a commercial comes or, like, someone talks about Taco Bell, and then, like, I'm done for the day because I can't think of anything else.
So only, wasn't it like 16%, though, that said yes? Most people said no.
Yeah, 83. I voted yes just because I was dreaming of it. I haven't tried it, but I, like, quickly hit yes. So it's 17% yes, 83% no.
Interesting.
So, James, I had your back on that one. Okay, next. Kristen and Luke both said they heard, quote, those words on the phone with Janet and Zach. Who do you believe, Kristen and Luke or Janet and Zach? And I said Kristen and Luke. Just because I feel like Kristen Kristen is like bathing herself in truth these days, and she kind of has been ever since she's really been gaslit about it. So now, like, there's like really like nothing more can happen to her that like she's already been as low as she can go. So I don't think she's gonna lie about this. And 80% of you agree with that. 80% say Kristen and Luke they believe, and 20% believe Janet and Zach.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is it for the poll questions. Oh, I wanted to see. I was wondering if I wanted to ask you too. Like, I went back through some of our footage, and I found some like really, especially because of the Joe and Raquel podcast that came out. I have like minutes and minutes of footage of Joe and Raquel and everybody. Like, I was wondering, do people want to see that again, or do we just let that lie?
Like in Patreon or something?
Yeah. But the other thing is like, I almost did like a Friday jump scare post for everybody because I was looking at our old Sandoval concerts, and you guys, I think I talked about this before, but I went to his very first concert by myself, and it was an experience that I don't think I'll ever forget because it was so jarring. And like we talked about this when I said how he sounded in the beginning and how he looked to when he was having his affair with Raquel. I should, you know what? I'm going to do a freaking side by side. I don't know if people are going to be offended because I'm showing Sandoval or whatever, but you have to see, he's legit 20 pounds heavier. He cannot, like, the singing is so, like, his singing is off. We all know that. Anytime you listen to it, it's off. But it's worse. It's like, yeah. It's like truly, like, it's absolute, like, you're like, there's no way. And that's what, like, for the first three concerts, that's how me and Sarah were like, we'd look around at people and we're like, are we not drunk as everyone? Like, what's happening? And then, and Ariana's right in the front, standing right with Raquel. Like, it's just, the whole thing is so crazy. But then
pre-laxative Sandoval.
Yes, he had not taken those 100 laxatives before Maya ate the other 400. But yeah, so that was crazy. And then just like his hair color changed, the way he combed his hair. You know, it's classic signs of that you're having an affair. You're in better shape. You're like, oh. He's, you know, it's like he's just feeling himself. And you can really see it. It's crazy. When I was looking back, I was like, dude, this is wild. I see it. I can see it.
Wow, that's crazy, yeah.
And the video that I'm pretty sure we posted this video of Joe in Patreon. I don't know that we ever released it on our Instagram, but it's so funny because we had the whole story of that night was crazy because we had this awesome table, and it was right by Raquel and Joe the whole time. But I'm shooting the video, and Joe thinks she's in my way. So, you know, like you do the classic thing when someone's filming and you duck to get out of their way. Yeah. She like ducks to get out of my way. And then I found a really funny video. Like my last video in the reel was Kaya talking to them. And she's like leaning over and she's like, this song is funny because my niece here, like she's telling the I would walk 500 miles story, like the in detail. She's like yelling it. She's like, "That's fun," and I'm like, "Oh my god,
Michaela!" Telling a story about Ryan.
Yeah, I'm like, Michaela would actually die if she heard this.
And she's telling it to Joe and Raquel.
Yes, and Brett.
Yeah, that's when Brett was trying to.
Well, there's that
kiss
one.
Him, and I'm like, I'm not kissing you.
Well, that one lady. Remember, she kept on like barging over. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was why. Brett asked us to, like, kind of create a bubble for him and Raquel and Joe because this, like, cougar lady was, like, all over him. So I pretended to be his girlfriend and pretended to get in a fight with the lady. I'm like, back off, lady. This is my man. And then, like, we fake make out, but he was, like, really going to do it. I was like, no.
It was really funny because the friend was trying to run interference on that girl the whole time. Because she also went up and had a huge conversation with Ariana that I caught on camera, too. That's so, like, she's hanging on her. And Ariana's like, oh, thank you. You know, she's being all nice, but it was, like, so awkward. But her handler, the lady she was with, was holding her by her belt pants, like holding her, like, so she's like trying to run towards Ariana and she's holding her back by her belt. It's hilarious.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Yeah, I say post away.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I was cracking up. And this is December 10th, 2022.
So you guys, you got to go into Patreon to see that. And
yeah.
Also, I forgot to post the big giveaway drawing in Patreon. I'll do that today because I got to do Summer House anyways. So the big Easy Rinse giveaway for women and men we're doing in Patreon. It's only $3 a month. Please join us.
And I'll post my reel of that too. I took artistic pictures of the razors that you guys will really appreciate in Instagram. Oh, and I'll put them in, I'll add them to your post too in Patreon.
And please follow our Instagram. There's, it's a variety. There's polls, there's inside scoop, there's recaps, there's just everything. So Vanderpump Rules Party on Instagram. We want to hit 100K.
Oh my gosh. And I have to do a giant shout out to one of our amazing Patreon members who sent us the meme of Lala on the Charmin Ultra Soft, which is just hilarious. They photoshopped Lala's face onto the toilet paper ad, and Ronnie saw it and she's like, oh my God, Lala got a sponsorship for toilet paper? Like, that's how good the Photoshop looks. So shout out. They sent us the photo and I said, can we use it? And they graciously said yes. So thank you so much. If anyone wants to send us memes, send them.
And I got a glass in the mail for my birthday that said, mentally, I'm in the back alley of Sir.
That's so cute.
Thank you for that.
That's awesome.
Also want to shout out realitytea.com. For nominating us or throwing us up in a list. They wrote an article, Nora, on the best VPR podcast to listen to and said we were a must. So thank you for that.
That
appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So you guys go to realitytea, that's TEA.com, and you can see that.
Nice.
All right. Should we get into the Raquel Joe of it?
Yes.
All right. There's so much, but we'll try to like highlight it all for you. So I know some people feel very strongly about not listening and supporting. So we will try to tell you what happened. But if you want to hear everything, then go take a listen on Rachel Goes Rogue.
And I'll give you a little snippet. Basically, we'll tell you what happened, and then if you listen to their podcast, they'll repeat it like 30 times on each subject. That's how the podcast sounded. Like, I felt like they kept, like, they would talk about something, and then they would bring it up, like, well, not they, more Joe. Joe would, like, repeat it, like, 15 times before she could move on, and then Raquel would say something, and it would bring her right back, and she'd repeat it again, where I was like, okay, I'm losing it a little.
I was like bummed because she was about to say a few things about Schwartz and then she took a minute and then she'd be like, nope, never mind. He's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, go with your earlier thought.
Yeah.
But she's going through it, you know, and I don't blame her. So I'll just start off, like, chime in whenever you want with your stuff. But she said she did not want to be seen on season 10, and that's why you always saw her, like, running out and stuff, because she didn't want to really be on camera. But producers asked her for season 11, and she had already by then experienced, like, the cast talking about her, social media people talking about her. So she agreed to be in some scenes for season 11 so she could have her own side of the story and her own narrative, like, told or controlled by her. But she would not come back for season 12 unless they paid her $1 million. Just interesting. It gives me, like, she's got more credibility for that. Like, I'm impressed. Michaela looked her up and she's from a smaller town than I'm from.
Oh.
Yeah, Wisconsin. She said her, production and the crew were very nice to her. But the cast was not, and it made for a very negative experience. She talked about the mean girl stuff at Hotel Ziggy. She's like, look, I just worked all day, and what all of us hairstylists do, as soon as we're done, we put a hat on or we put our hair up in a ponytail, because imagine, you know, they probably want to have their hair looking nice as representation. And then, I mean, I do that when I come back from going out. The first thing I do is put my hair up in a ponytail. She's like, and so that's what I did to be comfortable and relaxed. And that's why she looked like had the hat on at Hotel Ziggy. And so now, you know, she's basically being, when everyone else is in hair and makeup, she's like, well, I wish I could do that, but I work all day. So she's basically being bullied for being, having a normal life and a normal job. You know?
I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like she signed up to film. She got paid to film. She was also showing up to a second job. So why is she letting it all out when she should be showing up to work too?
Yeah. Wonder how much she got paid.
$5,000.
Yeah. That sucks.
I also, reading between the lines of that whole conversation, she kept on trying to kind of like fall over herself to be like, I know this wasn't exactly how it was for you, but production was very nice to me, insinuating that they were not nice to Raquel. And I also felt like Raquel stayed really quiet during that because I wonder why they were nice to Joe. I wonder why they were so nice to her and pushing her to do all this stuff. And if you, the other thing that I felt like she was saying is they said, come and do a couple scenes. Come and do a couple scenes, a couple confessionals. Here's the $5,000. But she is 100% a giant part of this season. I mean, just look at this last episode and the fact that she's a big part of the reunion. She probably should have been paid more than that.
This is classic Vanderpump production.
Classic.
They did this to Jeremy. They did this to Faith.
So that's
they
why
did this
to
Raquel.
I was kind of... I was wondering if Raquel was having a hard time kind of sitting there quietly and saying, like, you may feel differently when you come out the other end of this because they were being nice. Yeah, they were using you. They're like, that's like, it's exactly what they were doing.
She even went so far as to say, like, they gave her the courage to confront Schwartz and stand up for herself.
Yeah, she's like, they told me, why don't you say this? Why don't you do this? And I thought, you know what? They forced her to do this, and they manipulated her.
Very much like the Bachelor producers,
yes,
right?
And we know
they do this.
We know this is how it goes. Like, we're not dumb.
They literally told her he's being, you know, unreasonable and unfair and using you. You don't want to be humiliated. We're your friends. We want you to stand up for yourself.
I died when she was like, and you know what is crazy? Raquel, you're not going to believe this. They saw what was happening with Schwartz before me. They saw it before me. So it's crazy how they can pick up on things. And then they got me to say what I was thinking. And it's like, oh my God, like how... I can't. Like, Raquel must have just been sitting there, like, banging her head on the table.
Like, oh, no, I was there once.
Yeah.
So, you guys, they love doing this, and they pay these people $5,000 for the season, and yet they are the main, controversial character on the season, and then they talk about him for years, and they never get any more money. It's just exploitation.
And the part where Sheena takes her hat off and, like, goes off on her, like, that was maybe the most interesting scene that Sheena has had this entire season. Like, it was kind of out of character for her. It gave us something to talk about. There was like a shift. There was a difference. There was something new that was coming into the feeling of the season. And that was because of Joe.
So you guys saw Sheena and Brock on Watch What Happens Live. And Sheena admitted, along with Brock, that Sheena was being a mean girl that night. And what I didn't know that Joe revealed was that when Joe ran off from Hotel Ziggy, Brock went after her and so did production because they really care, Jeremiah, but Brock went after her to like make sure she was okay. So I thought that was nice. But that was not on camera.
But wasn't Sheena, Brock, Allie, James, and all of them kind of listed as the ones that are mean to her?
No, those were the ones that are nice to her. She said Katie and Ariana are the ones not nice to her.
Oh.
Yeah, outside of the... I mean, Sheena handed her a tissue at the reunion.
Oh, how nice.
I don't think she really meant Sheena that much, but Brock and James and Allie. And then she just kind of... Because she said Sheena really fast. She's like, James and Allie and Brock and Sheena, Brock. Or, you know what I mean? I think Sheena's probably been like... Sheena's probably Sheena. When Sheena probably sees Joe and no one else is around, she's probably really nice to her. But if she's around the group, Sheena's going to be Gretchen.
Yeah.
You know, show off. Look, I'm a Heather. I'm a Regina.
So, yeah.
Raquel listed off some of the things that they called her: rat girl, crackhead, spooky, psycho, sloppy Joe, crazy. And this is when Joe said the women need to get a hobby. Maybe she can teach them how to crochet. And Raquel said, so when I posted my reel, I meant to highlight the crocheting and knitting part of it. But at the very beginning, you hear Raquel say, yeah, and these are 40-year-old women. And that's what everyone is focusing on in the comments. I'm like, oh, I didn't really mean that to be the focus, but I guess here we go. And everyone's like, Katie's only 2 years older than Joe. And I'm like, good point. You know, like, she's shading, Raquel's shading all the women because they're like almost 40. It's like, I hate when people, you know, look shame, body shame, age shame. So it's like, okay, old lady, you know, and Joe's only, you know, 2 years younger. But
yeah.
Joe said that if Schwartz was dating a tree, Katie would chop it down. That's the other meme I want to create. Like, how do I get, like, Katie on top of, like, a lumberjack body with a tree? I'm like, that's an interesting analogy.
That's funny.
Right now, Schwartz is not in Joe's life. They do not talk right now. The boundaries have been set. And she said it's tough because she's used to talking to him every single day. You know, and just to kind of go cold turkey like that.
Yeah, the emotion sounded like super raw. It was sad. And I mean,
she can't get out of bed except for work. She's like, we spent every day together and then it was just cut off. So she's grieving and she's taking a long time to find her happiness. And then seeing all the stuff that he said, why they couldn't be a couple, is all bullshit because it's all stuff that he's doing right now.
Yeah.
She's getting support from her church.
I heard her say that. I was like, oh, okay.
She says at the reunion, the cast does like kind of a collective gasp to realize that Schwartz was lying to them and producers and to Andy about his relationship with Joe. And that even Katie apologized to her.
Don't you find it strange that, like, we've been in talks to have, you know, certain personalities come on our podcast or talk to us, and Bravo has either stopped them or they've said, like, oh, like, as soon as this airs, then we can do it, or blah, blah, blah. But Joe's allowed to go on to Rachel's podcast, of all people, which I wouldn't think that they would be in support of, run her mouth about the reunion, run her mouth about how the cast is so mean to her. And I was like, who approved this?
Well, even Brittany on, you know, some non-cast podcast recently, and kind of like spoiler alert stuff, because Brittany says they picked up cameras recently, right? You know, to film that her moving out stuff. So I would think the Valley producers would be like, okay, don't talk about it because we want to wait for that to air. But she's talking to everybody. She's talking to Page Six. She's talking on big podcasts. But yeah, good point about Joe going on Rachel's.
Yeah, I was just, it had me thinking. I was like, it's interesting.
I'm excited to see this Katie apologizing to Joe at the reunion bit.
I don't care about that as much as I just care that, like, finally Schwartz is going to go down.
Yeah. And they realized he has been lying and it's not honest. And, like, it's not like Joe was just crazy following him around and like a puppy at his ankle.
Yeah, so that sounds satisfying.
Yes, finally. Ariana said nothing to Joe at the reunion. She said Lala was calling people out, even Katie and Sheena and Ariana. Oh, this part, yeah, this was kind of like the Hotel Ziggy. She was upset about because, and I this was a good conversation. Joe said that she wanted to marry someone like her dad, and she's like, also said Schwartz reminds her of her dad. And then the girls, you know, when they're doing their mean girl thing, they're like, ugh, that's weird. Like, you want to have sex with, like, your dad?
Oh, that was gross.
Yeah, because it's like, come on. There's, you know, when you have, like, a good father figure, it's like, yes, you do want someone to be, like, that has those characteristics. It's like, don't fucking make it gross.
I felt like, though, like, I know I don't want to, like, make excuses for the mean girls, but I felt like when they said it, I'm pretty sure it was Ariana that said that. And it's kind of, it was, like, one of those things where you're standing with, like, your very best friends and someone says something and you crack a joke. Like, you don't really mean it and you would never want the person to hear it, but you're just, like, cracking a joke with your friends, you know, and you're like, what does she want to do? Sleep with her dad? You know, like, I don't know. I felt like it was, like, very sarcastic, but still, like, and I, this was the, my other problem with Rachel's podcast was they repeated, Joe repeated over and over. She's like, when you have this platform like they do, this national and international platform, I mean, you know, it's like she said, I'm like, oh my God, she can't get over this platform,
International platform.
She's like, it's on national and maybe even international TV.
I was surprised. So Rachel said that her therapist had advised Rachel to make like a list of red flags that were like undeniable red flags that maybe you see now, but she, you know, Rachel was in denial of before. So she advised Joe to make this too. And she's like, yeah, when I think about it, like he never came to watch me surf, never came to any of my basketball games. And I was like, wait, what? Basketball games? God. She's in a basketball league. That's amazing.
I mean, I like her. I like her.
And she made him a jersey. I even made him a jersey with my name on it. And number 8, go Kobe. Like, oh, she's really into this. It makes sense, but it's so much more fascinating.
Like my takeaway was, like, F Schwartz, because she seems to really love life and she seems like she wants to be such a happy person. And for him to like string her along and just F this up for her and like possibly like take away her rose colored glasses, like that's effed up. Like, leave her alone. Let her find someone who is that she'll be happy with then. And don't be like, well, I could see myself marrying her. I don't know. It's like, shut up. Yeah. I guess I'm so sick of Schwartz.
He lied to her. Oh, and also, she's never, ever done drugs, so let's get rid of that crackhead. I get the energy Katie's talking about. We've seen it. We've witnessed it. We've videotaped it. But, it can also go, like, she's got, like, personality traits and things like that, that, you know, that's just her personality. But she said, gave some foreshadowing about singles night. She said, well, I was in an Uber with Schwartz to singles night. And he's like, yeah, they knew ahead of time about the wristbands. He goes, I'm going to wear like a red or maybe a yellow. Yeah, a yellow or a red. But she goes, and that was off camera. She goes, but then as soon as we got there and cameras were up, he slapped on the green wristband. And so she said she was in shock and didn't really know how to navigate it. So she just put hers on too. And then she went to the bathroom and she came out. He was like with that Gabby girl. So she just, and she goes, and that hat, she goes, I did go up. She goes, because that was a special hat his dad gave him. She goes, he didn't have 70 of them in a storage locker. She goes, I knew it was a special hat that, you know, his dad had given him. And like, I didn't know, I guess this was on the after show. She had gone to North Florida to visit his family with him. And like, he has never taken any girl home except for Katie. So only Katie and Sandoval have been to his family's home, and Joe. And so that's probably, like, when he got the hat, so she knew that was a special hat, and that's why she said and did that.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot more. And then he came home from that event, and she said, oh, did you, like, kiss anyone? He's like, no, Joseph. Like, totally lied.
I don't like him.
No. He's shifty. He's a worm. He's the worm. Because yeah. He's like, as a lot of us say, I don't like the way you move.
Totally.
He's a spineless jellyfish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting, entertaining. But, yeah, it was a little repetitive, but, you know, still pretty juicy.
Yeah, it was.
All right, you want to get into the valley and
do you mind if we do this as a social media thing? I cut here and then we'll start fresh on the valley.
Sure.
Like I just need like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bye.